Fairbanks police will use a new grant to better follow up on domestic violence cases. A $300,000 award from the U.S. Department of Justice will pay for a full-time investigator as well as domestic violence response training for local police. Project Director Lieutenant Tara Tippett says the investigator will be able to take on aspects of response police currently don't have time for, like reviewing domestic violence cases and reports.
So, for instance, if we have a home that we've gone to, say, five times, and we haven't made any arrests, and we've ended up closing those calls out as unsubstantiated because we didn't have other physical evidence and we didn't have cooperation of people who were there, and we just didn't have enough information, I would expect the person who becomes a DV investigator to note that pattern and maybe make contact with that family and offer them some services. Because obviously, if the police are being called back there over and over again, something's wrong.
Tippett says the investigator will also check up to make sure restraining orders are being adhered to and work with the district attorney's office to help prepare documentation for cases coming up for trial.
A lot of times, the victim has bruising that appears over a period of days or maybe even weeks, and it changes. And it's so important to document that. And with different schedules and people's days off, that's one of those little pieces that kind of falls through the cracks sometimes.
Alaska has a high incidence of domestic violence, and Fairbanks has one of the highest rates in the state, averaging more than two calls a day. Lieutenant Tippett says that the problem is on the rise.
Last year, we had over 850 calls for service for incidents involving domestic violence, and through August of this year, we were already at 612. Last year, I think we arrested about 360 persons for incidents involving domestic violence. This year, as of the end of August, we'd already arrested 251. So we're certainly on track to have more reported incidents and more arrests this year than we did even in 2007.
Lieutenant Tippett says it's unclear if there's more domestic violence occurring or if it's just being reported more often. She says alcohol is a common factor in most cases, and that in many there have been instances of prior abusive or violent behavior in the family's history. Tippett says Fairbanks police hope to prove the value of having the domestic violence investigator on the force so that the city will fund the position after the two-year grant expires.